Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
NFL news of the day. Jerry Dulac, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reporting the Steelers are interested in signing Russell Wilson, tentatively planning a meeting. You think the planning is tentative or the meeting is tentative? Hey, how are you? Me? Thanks for having you. Me? Thank you. Also, the only 10 you saw last night, did the Vols lock up a one seed? And Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. Mike Tyson is 57. Look at Tyson at 57. Let's go around the horn.
Will Smith, 1989. I think I can beat Mike Tyson. Look it up. Classic.
Again, Jerry Dulac, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reporting the Pittsburgh Steelers interested in Russell Wilson. The tentatively planned meeting. Don't need to say any more. Bill Barnwell, around the horn to you. Could Russell Wilson be the answer for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yes, if the question is, or do they want to keep being the Pittsburgh Steelers from the past couple of years, because Russell Wilson fits the way they've won football games. Over the last 2 years, Steelers are 19-5 when they win or tie the turnover battle. 0-11 when they lose the turnover battle. They have to control that to win football games. Russell Wilson has faded a bit, but one of the things he can still do well is protect the football. Last year, 12 of his 15 games with the Broncos, one turnover or no turnovers. So if they want to continue to be a team that pushes for 9-10 wins and we're frustrated, don't know how they're winning games every year.
Wait. Okay, that's a pretty big caveat there that you're saying, yes, he's the answer for them if you want the same. Many Steelers fans do not want the same 9-10 win season. Clinton Yates, I'll turn to you. Could Wilson be the answer for Pittsburgh?
He certainly has to be an option. I mean, here's the thing. They won 10 games and were third in their division. You have to try something if you don't think that what you have is exactly what you're going to need in order to get all the way to the top. If it takes a preseason camp competition, so be it. If he's got to be guaranteed the job, I think that's an option too. Either way, both options get better at the quarterback position if, for whatever reason, you believe Kenny Pickett is ahead of Wilson at this moment versus a Super Bowl winning quarterback. I think this makes a lot of sense for this franchise to try to undertake because, hello, the price tag is not that high, and you know he's got a winner. If Tomlin thinks that this could work, it's always worth a shot. That's the whole point of having continuity at the top with your head coach position.
Marcel, Louis-Jacques, bring you in here. Kenny Pickett or Russell Wilson? Where are you going?
You know, interestingly enough, Kenny Pickett was 23rd, or his 23rd in quarterback rating over the past 2 years. Russell Wilson is 25th. Russ has thrown 42 touchdown passes to Kenny Pickett's 13. Russ, if you need somebody who can make a difference, a moniker of a difference at the quarterback position, I think you've got to go Russell Wilson if those are your options. You said, it's been reported, he wants to go to an organization that knows how to win, that is structurally intact. There's no better organization than that, than the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin. I don't think it makes them one of the best teams in the AFC, but I think he gives them a better chance to win than Kenny Pickett does.
Okay. Sensing some lukewarm views of this, Frank Isola, I'll turn to you. Could Russell Wilson be the answer for Pittsburgh?
100%. You asked me Tuesday where I thought the best landing spot for Russell Wilson was. I said, Pittsburgh, check the tape on that one. It's a stable organization, a terrific head coach. This is a guy that knows he needs to prove himself. He was not bad last year. 26 touchdown passes, only 8 interceptions. You say that you want to win, go to an organization that knows how to win. I think he can be the missing piece. He's better than what they have. I think it's a smart move for both the team and the player.
If I check the tape, though, 2 years ago with the Denver Broncos when the move was made, you would say that's an organization that knows
perfect
how to win.
Team. Knows perfect how, team yes. for him. Absolutely.
Clint Yates, I'll go to you last here after the horde.
I just think it's a smart idea to try to get better at the most important position on the field. And if you're telling me that offending Pickett's feelings is what your worst-case scenario is, I think it's a smart move to bring in Wilson.
We've been horned. We'll move on. Yep. NBA now. It was a night and now a day of injury talk. And we start with the biggest injury, Minnesota. The one seed in the West for the last 2 months will have to navigate parts of the next 20 games, maybe all of the next 20 games, maybe longer without Karl-Anthony Towns. Shams Charania reported a meniscus tear. Woj is labeling it a meniscus injury, or I should say an injury to the meniscus. Very little detail or timetable beyond that. Frank, around the horn to you. What does this injury mean to the T-Wolves and to the whole Western Conference?
Yeah, obviously the severity of the injury is going to determine a lot. We still don't know if this means he's going to have surgery. Will it be out weeks? Will it be maybe a month, which will impact everything? You know, the month of March is NBA players get injured month. So many guys are missing. But Karl-Anthony Towns is part of a team that's one of the top defensive teams in the league. He's a terrific three-point shooter that opens up the court for a guy like Anthony Edwards. They could win multiple playoff rounds if Karl-Anthony Towns is available. If he doesn't play, they could have trouble in the first round. Because remember, they could end up playing Golden State or even the Lakers in the first round.
Sure. Or they could fall from the one or two or three seed with this injury over the next month. That's the question I'm asking right now to you, Bill Barnwell. How can they navigate the next month potentially?
Well, you're hoping Naz Reid steps in and plays well. And according to some of the numbers out there, he's actually been a very solid player for them coming off the bench. The Unpredictable website has a stat for win probability for your impact on and off the court.
Here we go.
Karl-Anthony Towns is 42nd in the NBA, 6th on his own team, 6th on the Timberwolves, behind Mike Conley, behind Anthony Edwards, behind Rudy Gobert, and yes, even behind Naz Reid. So I give the numbers with a grain of salt maybe, but recognize that if they were going to lose somebody from that core, and they're going to have to survive without one of their core players, it probably would have been Karl-Anthony Towns because they have Naz Reid in reserve.
Clinton Yates, your view of Karl-Anthony Towns' injury.
If Cat's out a long time, I think it's a psychological blow as much as it is a basketball one to some of these other people's points. This was a team that last year won a play-in game and won a play-in series and thought that they were celebrating the NBA Finals and then proceeded to lose in the next round. They knew that they needed to take a step up as a team from a maturity standpoint as to who they were, and Cat is a part of that considering how long he's been there. The basketball can replace itself. They got guys like Conley that are veterans, even though they're considered sort of young because of Ant. However, I do think the composition of this team is better than it's ever been, and that's why it's an unfortunate blow for Timberwolves and Timberwolves fans.
Marcel, they're the one seed tied for in the Western Conference right now. What does this unpredictable timeline do to the seedings in the conference?
Well, Tony, 2.5 games separate the top four teams in the Western Conference right now. They were going to have to scrap it out even with a healthy Karl-Anthony Towns. 2 or 3 years ago, I would have said, pack it up, it's over. But with the development of Anthony Edwards as a true star, I think we're going to see him take his game to another echelon here. We've heard a lot about Naz Reid. He's shooting 41% from the three-point line this year on 4.5 attempts. It's not like it's a small sample size. He can still space the floor out for guys like Edwards to penetrate. It's defensively where, you know, I'm going to have to wait and see more. It was nice having 2 7-footers there in the front court. They finally figured out that spacing in Minnesota. So it is unfortunate for them not to see this thing go all the way through.
Frank, I'll give you the last word after the horn.
Yeah, I think Tony's coming back to me. He wants me to blame Alex Rodriguez. I'm not going to do that, even though everyone in New York blames Alex Rodriguez for everything. You know, the one thing about this team with Rudy Gobert and Karl-Anthony Towns, it's like an old-school NBA team. Not a lot of teams have a big front line like that. And a lot of people thought, oh, it'll never work, it'll never work. It's working. They are terrific defensively. Again, if Karl-Anthony Towns isn't available, and Bill's right about Naz Reid, but in terms of winning long, you know, multiple series, not going to happen.
No timetable as of our tape time here on Karl-Anthony Towns. No word on LeBron James, but he was laboring and limping and leaving last night's loss to the Kings. His ankle, he says it's been bothering him for weeks, before the break, during the break, after the break. He thinks he can manage it. He says he'll be all right. Clinton, does it seem like this is something LeBron can manage?
I think it's something LeBron has to manage. I think this is just a part of what we deal with when LeBron Raymond James plays in the year 2024. He took a break before the All-Star break. He played in the All-Star game. He took a break after the All-Star break. This team beat OKC. They know what their ceiling is, and I've said a ton of times on this show, a playoff team Lakers matching up against the same squad every night is different from night to night. As long as they know what their ceiling is, all they got to do is hang around and make sure that they can get in the tuna melt, as we like to call it, and I think they still can, even if Bron is a little gimpy.
Understood. But you're in Los Angeles. Just for a second, think back to the start of the season where they said minutes restriction for LeBron. And then think back to the first game and the second game when he blew past the minutes restriction. This is an ankle injury, which is a tweak that happens no matter what. But is there any wonder in your head that maybe they should have approached this differently?
Well, I mean, you're wondering whether or not the team had any say over if LeBron was going to sit or do whatever. No, LeBron has the say over what LeBron does, and they don't really have any other way to do it because, hello, he's the best player on the team most nights when this squad wins
Marcel
basketball
Louis-Jacques.
Games.
Well, I think the big story of the night is another 40-point game for De'Aaron Fox, another triple-double for the all-star snub DeMontis Sabonis, and the Sacramento Kings. Let's go ahead and give them some love here. I'm not going to let my hometown get slandered, but in terms of actual LeBron news.
There was no slander.
We're defensive up there in Northern California. I'll admit it. But in terms of LeBron, we've been conditioned to believe that he's just Superman. When the regular season doesn't matter, he'll drag a group of this panel to at least the Western Conference Finals if need be. But Nick like this, you know, wear and tear like this, those aren't phrases we're used to associating with LeBron James. I think it's kind of a microcosm of where he is, like, in his career, where his legs are running out. I kind of doubt his ability to drag this Lakers team through the Western Conference playoff.
Doubt has crept into the mind of Marcel. Frank, has doubt and whether LeBron can navigate this tweak/injury crept into yours?
Yeah, he made it to a conference finals and the Lakers did, you know, getting out of the play-in tournament. By the way, Sacramento went on a 58-20 run in this game over the first, second, and third quarters. LeBron went out with 4 minutes to go. They were down 14. That's his way of saying, guys, I need somebody else. Specifically, Anthony Davis, you got to carry us on some nights. It can't be me. He had scored 31 points, so he's fine. Will he play against Milwaukee on Friday? Maybe not. But he's, to me, there's a message to his teammates. I need you guys every once in a while to carry me.
Bill Barnwell.
Yeah, I bring it back to the organization. Good organizations protect players from themselves. LeBron wants to play. Don't fault him for wanting to play. But he's averaging 35 minutes for the third consecutive season. Only other guy three times in a row past age 37 to do that in NBA history was Karl Malone. LeBron needs to rest.
That's our horn. One more injury. Frank, you cover the Brooklyn Nets. Can we talk about Ben Simmons? You know, they're going to shut him down for the rest of the way. That's a sentence we've heard before. He'll meet with specialists for his back. You know how this all went over. People, well, not nicely. People have come to mock his injury-prone nature. What's your view of it?
Well, the problem is every time you see Ben Simmons, it's an Instagram post with his shirt off working out. He doesn't play enough games. 57 games since being traded for James Harden. The trade is completely backfired. And, Bill, no one's telling LeBron James when to sit and play. He tells them when he's going to sit.
Buy or sell next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport. Brought to you by Grey Goose.
Game of the night was the Gold Cup semi. The rain in San Diego had the field a mess. Look at these muddy puddles. Players were wringing out their jerseys. They played through it. Look how USA got their first goal. Canada's pass back died in the muck. Short scored an easy one. But can you do it in a rainy night in San Diego? USA could, but not without drama. Canada tying the game late. USA then getting up again in extra time, only to have the last minute penalty from set up a PK. But they won in kicks 3-1. Clinton was last night. More about the win or the weather?
Well, for me, as somebody that follows and likes this team, it was more about Jaden Shaw. 4 starts, 4 goals. She is a bright spot as far as this roster is concerned. But overall, for the W Gold Cup, this was a mess. I mean, the injury risk, the overall competitive level changing, I don't think that you play this match personally. Typical rule, if the ball is floating on the pitch, it's unplayable. They went through that. I don't think
Marcel,
that was smart.
Marcel,
Yeah, just to expand on Clinton's point, I think the kids are doing fine. We're seeing like an influx of young talent to this women's national team. There's Shaw, Moultrie, Albert, all of which are playing big minutes for this team. And I thought, you know, obviously the conditions are terrible and you would like to see it moved. But considering that the game was played, I think it was about the win, especially after lulls against, you know, the Dominican Republic, Argentina, Colombia, who's more, you know, intent on fighting than playing soccer. To refocus against a good team like Canada, I think it was a positive sign for this squad.
How they conveniently forget that they lost to Mexico last week. Mm-hmm. I don't get the injury concern. What, was somebody going to drown maybe? The problem was Brazil played Mexico in the first game. It was a doubleheader, so they didn't get a chance to cover the field. Give the U.S. a lot of credit. The conditions weren't ideal. Kids play on this all the time. It
Listen
happens.
To Good Isola. To when you were at Maryland, walking on that team there, you played in puddles like this, Frank? Or were you running away? They were asking you to clean it up,
they
actually.
Said, that's Frank, what they were clean the field. That's what they said. Clean
Bill
the field.
Bill Bardwell was last night about the wind or the weather to you.
It was about the weather. The conditions weren't ideal. You couldn't pass the ball more than 5 yards in any direction on the ground. That's
Adjust.
Not soccer. That's
Adjust.
Rugby they were playing. And Adjust. In a sport where there is an injury epidemic, where you have women suffering a high rate of torn ACLs, in part because of the field conditions perhaps, this game should never have been played.
Buy or sell to Buffalo Bills needing to cut $40 million to get to the cap. Look at White. Poyer, Hardy, Morse, Neal, Hines, all going away. They tweeted out a graphic for this. I'm not sure if this is exactly news you need to capture in graphic form. Bill, you're a Bill. Buy or sell the Bills, still contenders as the Bills come due.
I think they're taking a major step backwards. I'm selling that they're a contender. And it goes back to signing Von Miller 2 years ago. That was their all-in move, a team that doesn't make all-in moves. They got Miller a big contract, 3 guaranteed years. He tears his ACL, doesn't have an impact this year, doesn't work out.
That's it.
They have to cut back as
Window
a result.
Window is closed for Barnwell. How about you, Ice?
For now.
I called Bill earlier today. I said, Bill, is Josh Allen still on the team? He said, yes. I said, they'll be fine. They'll find guys that can replace the other players. They'll be okay.
Marcel, Louis-Jacques.
A necessary evil. This defense got a lot older, a lot faster than they expected. Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde were injured more often than not. Guys like Terrell Bernard and Taylor Rapp and Rasul Douglas, they weren't meant to play these meaningful minutes. But as long as you have Josh Allen, you've got a chance as long as that guy is on the field.
Quentin Yates, window to contend still open or closing?
Yeah, you could say the window was closed. You could also say the window was never really open considering how far they ever got. I think we got different questions after Josh Allen than...
Hold on a second. Wait, they didn't have a contending window when they were making the playoffs every year?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying this team never got to the Super Bowl, never won one. So what are we talking about here in terms of the window? Let's be real.
Guys, correct, Marcel? Frank, thumbs up or thumbs down on Clinton's idea of no window when they're 13 seconds away from advancing against the
team. That's why you play the games, Tony.
Oh, no. We're familiar with games.
You know that as well as I do.
Results. I just am shocked to hear that you think they weren't even contenders when they were contending. We'll move on. An apology, but no change to the ruling and result of the game in the Jersey State semifinal. You had to have seen video of this. This is Manasquan versus Camden. This is a game winner for Squan. That gets, after a 10-second discussion with referees and the crews here, overruled, saying no good, came after the horn, and Camden gets the win. Again, there's video. The game was broadcast in some way, and it looks like the shot's in time, right? You can say that. So, Frank, for a state semifinal, an apology enough, or should the commission overturn this referee's call?
Remember, the call on the court was correct. They overturned a correct call, which drives me nuts. I know I'm going to get killed for this, but why not someone from Camden be the adult in the room and say, you know what, we didn't win this game. Think about how much praise they would get, how big they would become if they said, you know what, they won the game.
So you think Camden, the victorious team, should say, you know what, we shouldn't have won that game. That was a bad call, and give it back? Why, that is,
why not?
Frank,
why not?
I never would thought you would. Bill Barnwell?
No, you can't just video replay the final few seconds. You have to video replay the whole game. You can't just apply it to that one final play. Maybe someone had their foot on the line for a three-pointer.
No. I hate this argument. I'm sorry, Bill. You haven't convinced me with your argument. We have proof right there. The game was decided. The whole rest of the game played out the way it did. Clinton Yates, they admitted with an apology it was the wrong call. Should they be able to overturn it?
They should be able to overturn it, and I agree with Frank a little bit. But the bottom line is this is Bush League overall. You got the call right to begin with, and you went back and changed it to something incorrect. That can't happen 10 out of 10.
Marcel Louis-Jacques.
Hey, look, blown calls are part of the game, and I know they don't like using video evidence, but in a case like this, in a state semifinal, you have to be able to get the call right. You know,
they would have gone to the desk and seen the broadcast on YouTube, or wherever they were broadcasting it, and made their decision there. I can understand it. They just changed the call on what? On what? Ooh, contending window closed on Clinton Yates there. Showdown next.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
It's March, it's madness, it's Tennessee, SEC champion. Strong road win versus number 17 South Carolina last night. They've won 7 straight. Marcel, are you willing to volunteer them as the 1 seed right now, or do they have more work to do?
Tony, 2 words, 1 definition. Dalton Connect, it means bucket out there in Knoxville. He is averaging 25 points per game on the road. That's the best part of his game is it travels. Star power can win you games in March. As long as he is hot, the Vols will roll.
Yeah, it's better than the Bernie and Ernie show from way back when. And the one thing about this team, yes, as Marcel mentioned, they have great offensive players, but Rick Barnes and that team, they defend big time. That is a number 1 seed, but also maybe one of those teams that gets knocked out early.
Wait, oh, okay, all right. You answered the question, Frank. Marcel, you didn't answer if they were a 1 seed or not. You have them as a 1 seed, and then you have them being knocked out early. We have no points. We're moving on. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul.
I said balls will roll.
It's not a joke. It's real. It'll be at Jerry World, July 20th. Tyson is 57 right now. He'll be 58 when they fight this. Paul is 27. You know Paul because you saw him this weekend fighting and winning, and you his whole life's on in front of a camera. Have you seen Tyson recently training? He's 57. Frank, who you got?
Yeah, he looks great. He's real rehabilitated his life. He had the famous saying, everyone has a plan until they get hit. Jake Paul, just be careful. Mike Tyson, that's legit.
You've got Tyson.
Brooklyn's own Mike Tyson.
There we go. Marcel?
Look, I don't care how old his training video is. Tyson can still move. He can still swing his fist, even at 58. Give me Mike Tyson in a resounding.
All right. The training video is current. The training video is from right now. That's what
great.
I don't know, but I'm going to watch it. That's for sure. Ice, FaceTime.
Wow. Hey, with college basketball starting, I've been thinking a lot about Lefty Dizel, the former Maryland coach who passed away last month. You know, when I was a student there, no one was larger than life than Lefty Dizel and Len Bias. One was a character, the other one, Len Bias, was an absolute force of nature. When I think back to my college days, obviously some of the fondest memories, but also ultimately some of the saddest. But to the great left-hander, RIP.
Thank you for that, Frank Isola. We got some students from Maryland in the house today in our control room in D.C. Terps, probably happy to that. We'll see you tomorrow. Be the Terps.